El Jinn. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. O Prophet, say, it has been revealed to me that a band of jinns listened to the Quran, then returned to their folk and said, "We have heard a wonderful Quran which guides to the right way. We have believed in it and henceforth shall worship none besides our Rabb. Surely our Rabb's majesty is exalted. He has neither taken a wife nor a son. Some who are foolish among us have been uttering atrocious lies about Allah, and we have presumed that no man or jinn could tell a lie concerning Allah. Indeed, some individuals among mankind used to seek protection with some individuals among the jinns, so they caused such jinns to become more arrogant. The result, they presumed, as you presumed, that Allah would not appoint anyone as a Rasul. We searched the heaven and found it filled with stern guards and shooting stars. Before this, we used to find a seat in heaven for eavesdropping, but now eavesdroppers find shooting stars lying in ambush for them. We do not know whether an evil was intended for the dwellers of the earth or whether their Rabb intended to guide them. There are some among us who are righteous, and some to the contrary. We have sects following different ways. We know that we can neither frustrate Allah in the earth nor frustrate him by flight. As for us, when we listened to the guidance, we believed in it. So he that believes in his Rabb shall have neither the fear of loss nor of injustice. Surely there are some among us who are Muslims, and some who are deviators from the truth. Those who have adopted Islam have found the way to salvation, and those who have deviated from the truth become the fuel for hell. O Prophet, say, if they had steadfastly followed the right way, we would have certainly vouchsafed them abundant water, and thereby put them to test. He that gives no heed to the warnings of his Rabb shall be made to undergo severe punishment. Mosques are built for Allah's worship, therefore invoke not anyone along with Allah. Yet when Allah's servant Muhammad stood up to invoke him, they were ready to attack him. O Prophet, say, I pray only to my Rabb and worship none besides him. Say, I have no control to cause harm or bring you to the right way. Say, if I were to disobey him, no one can protect me from Allah, nor can I find any refuge besides him. My mission is only to deliver what I receive from Allah and make his messages known. As for those who disobey Allah and his Rasul, they shall be put in the fire of hell to live therein forever. They shall see the punishment that they are being threatened with. Then they shall find out whose helpers are weak and whose supporters are fewer in number. Say, I do not know whether the punishment that you are threatened with is near or whether my Rabb has set for it a distant term. He alone knows the unseen. He does not reveal his secrets to anyone except to the Rasul whom he may choose for that purpose. And then he appoints guards who march before him and behind him, so he may know that they have indeed delivered the messages of their Rabb. He also encompasses all their surroundings and keeps account of each and everything.